Hello, dear listener, and welcome to another exciting episode of Deep Empowerment. Before we dive in, please note that the content presented herein is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as professional, medical, legal, or financial advice. Information, opinions, and recommendations shared herein may be inaccurate, false, or outdated. Listeners should seek guidance from appropriate professionals or experts before making any decisions based on the content provided. I'm your host, Sean, and joining me today is our special guest, Maya. It's important to point out that the entire episode script is AI-generated and that both speakers are AI-generated voices.
Hello, Sean, and thank you for having me on Deep Empowerment. I'm excited to talk about the fascinating book, How to Think Like a Roman Emperor, by Donald J. Robertson.
So, Maya, can you give us an overview of the book and what inspired Donald J. Robertson to write it?
Certainly, Sean. How to Think Like a Roman Emperor is a captivating blend of history, philosophy, and self-help. The author, Donald J. Robertson, is a cognitive behavioral psychotherapist, and in this book, he explores the life and philosophy of the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, one of the last great Stoic philosophers. Robertson draws on historical events, Marcus's personal writings, and practical exercises to help readers apply Stoic principles to their daily lives.
That sounds intriguing. How would you describe the overall structure and organization of the book, Maya?
The book is divided into several chapters, each dedicated to a specific Stoic theme, such as resilience, virtue, and mindfulness. Robertson weaves the story of Marcus Aurelius's life and reign throughout these chapters, using historical events as a backdrop for discussing and illustrating Stoic principles. Additionally, the author provides practical exercises at the end of each chapter, enabling readers to put these principles into practice.
So, how can the principles of Stoicism, as presented in the book, be applied to modern life?
Great question, Sean. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and accept what we cannot. This mindset can be applied to various aspects of modern life, such as managing stress, coping with adversity, and maintaining emotional balance. For example, by recognizing that we cannot control external events, but can control our reactions to them, we can develop resilience in the face of challenges. Furthermore, practicing mindfulness and focusing on our values can help us cultivate a sense of inner peace and well-being.
That's a powerful insight. Can you share a specific example or exercise from the book that demonstrates how to apply Stoic principles to a real-life situation?
Absolutely. One exercise that Robertson offers is called the view from above, which involves visualizing ourselves from a cosmic perspective. By imagining ourselves as tiny specks in the grand scheme of the universe, we can gain a sense of perspective on our problems and learn to see them as less significant. This exercise can help us cultivate detachment from our worries and foster a sense of gratitude for our place in the world.
As we wrap up our discussion, Maya, would you recommend this book to our listeners? And if so, why?
I would wholeheartedly recommend How to Think Like a Roman Emperor to anyone interested in personal growth, history, or philosophy. The book is engaging, informative, and offers practical wisdom that can be applied to modern life. Additionally, Robertson's storytelling brings the life of Marcus Aurelius to life in a way that is both educational and entertaining. For those seeking to improve their emotional resilience and find meaning in their daily lives, this book is a must-read.
I couldn't agree more, Maya. It's been an absolute pleasure discussing How to Think Like a Roman Emperor with you today. Thank you for sharing your insights, and I hope our listeners find it as fascinating as we did.
Thank you, Sean. It was a pleasure to be here, and I hope our conversation inspires our listeners to explore Stoicism and its timeless wisdom.
Well said, Maya. To complete this episode, I'd like to point out that we've included two Amazon affiliate links for you, dear listener. You can find them in the show notes, or if you are listening on YouTube, in the video description. The first link leads you to the Amazon page for How to Think Like a Roman Emperor by Donald J. Robertson. And the second link guides you to an Amazon page where you can begin a free Audible Premium Plus trial, perfect for those interested in exploring a wide range of audiobooks. I'm happy to let you know that as of this podcast episode's publication date, the audiobook version of How to Think Like a Roman Emperor by Donald J. Robertson can be found on Audible, too. Kindly note, as an Amazon associate, Deep Empowerment earns from qualifying purchases and trial signups, Thank you so much for your support.